Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 26th day of May for 2021. Topping the news today, even with gas prices pushing $4 plus, Americans are showing a strong desire to travel this Memorial Day. As more people get COVID-19 vaccines and consumer confidence grows, AAA expects more than 37 million people to travel 50 miles or more from home for this Memorial Holiday weekend. Now, that would be an increase of 60% from 2020, when only 23 million traveled, the lowest on record since AAA began tracking travel data in 2000. For the purpose of this forecast, the Memorial Day holiday travel period is defined as this Thursday through Monday. The five-day holiday period is consistent with previous Memorial Day holiday periods. Now, AAA cautions, if you choose to travel this Memorial Day, know what to expect at your destination. The busiest times on the road will be tomorrow afternoon and Friday afternoon. Major metro areas could also experience double the travel times compared to just a routine trip.
Well, Calaveras firefighters responded to two suspicious fires yesterday. The first, a vegetation fire, 1:30 in the morning near Paloma on the Snyder Ranch. Another, yesterday afternoon, on Waverly. Now, crews from Calaveras Consolidated and CAL FIRE contained the first fire to less than 1 acre. And Lyndon Peters CAL FIRE and Calaveras Consolidated contained the second fire to just 2 acres. Both fires under investigation by CAL FIRE.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors worked on several items of county business during their meeting on Tuesday. The board received reports on both COVID-19 and tree mortality. Both problems are in retreat. Amador County is now at the least restrictive level, yellow, that on the state's COVID tier system. COVID-19 vaccines are now widely available from both county health clinics and private pharmacies, such as Walgreens and CVS. Also, the board yesterday received an update on the county's program to remove dead and dying trees. While officials believe it will need to be renewed in the future, especially in the face of another drought year, the current phase of the project has been completed. And finally, the board also reviewed and signed off after a lengthy discussion on a series of grant applications in order to improve high-speed internet service and availability in the county.
And Amador County Public Health reports 8 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab confirmed case count to 1,794. Now, the new cases include 6 males and 2 females, 2 children under 18, 3 people 18 to 49, and 3 aged 50 to 64. 2 Amador residents currently hospitalized with COVID. This week, Amador County remains in the least restrictive yellow tier in California's blueprint for a safer economy. On June 15th, California plans to move to the Beyond the Blueprint framework and reopen the economy. Over 30,800 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Amador County to date, or to those who reside in Amador. Those who want to be immunized should make a vaccine appointment by visiting the MyTurn website. All county residents and visitors encouraged to do their part to stay safe and stay open.
And state health officials announced yesterday that Calaveras County remains in the orange tier of the state's blueprint for a safer economy. The county's public health department also reported 2 new cases since Monday, with the county's total case count at 2,161. Now, active cases increased to 9, and recoveries increased to 2,096. No Calaveras residents are hospitalized with COVID. For vaccine information in Calaveras County, also visit myturn.ca.gov.
And the Amador County Fair Rodeo Queen Competition now open. The event is open to young women 16 to 25. It must be an Amador County resident and or from a contiguous county, Sacramento, San Joaquin, Calaveras, and El Dorado. Orientation and application deadline, Friday, June 11th, 6:30 in the evening. Get more info, download the application packet at AmadorCountyFair.com. Now, if you have any questions, please contact Rodeo Queen Coordinator Shasta Rogers at 770-5538.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.